Gin grand dav mesachtes but become dav lam dav again is going to must have been the gemara going to the fast in nizik bchul talking about yes going to be small but the nizik had snatched it, which tastes with dav kli bishmal who nasa shem esachar. Now this halacha that we're describing, you become a shem esachar, is only according to bishmal where you bachayv, and so it's not yours. So what are you doing with it? So obviously we're considering like a paid custodian because you can get some benefit out of it. Avle bekiyev the meshut v'nin bekun bekiyev says that the partners v'chicha v'shibach. If it goes down and goes up, Habishos and Nezik, it's in the domain of the victim. So I asked a Shemesachar, he's not becoming a Shemesachar, only on his part. Everyone has to watch their own portion. Ah, so it says, Hashtag the Shabbat, that makes sense. The Bainer may, Bainer Bishim and Ayibishitav and Nezik, they're both talking about when the victim snatched it. And the question is, what does that do, as we just described? Now, that's what Likam Pesha Quenches, who he actually asks a question in the Bimaskal Shvaik. And he says, wait a second, why can't you say that everyone goes like a bekiva? So Tais is basically saying, you can't, because this halacha would actually not apply, even if it toughens the nizik, that wouldn't do anything, according to Rebbe Kiva. So then, it's the one before that gets it. And now, that we say the last one gains, the Masnitin, the mission is going, Achren Shebekulam, and the last one, the Maldu, Chamishi Koi, that's the fifth one, that's what's going on, because he's the one that gains, Avala Pa'amim, but sometimes, Shereh V'in L'kum, you could actually have the fourth one will not even get anything, but Shlishi Yeshlein, actually the one before him will get. So it won't necessarily be the later ones, the last one will gain the most, but not necessarily the later one, because Kagan Shniski Dal Behe Shab, let's say the damage of the fourth and the fifth are the same. Niski Gemi Yisayrim, and the damage of the third one is more. So, based on the hierarchy of the proportion of the pyramid, the fourth one's going to lose out to the fifth one, but the third one's not going to lose at all to the fourth one. And even the fifth one sometimes, sometimes he's not going to get all his damages. If his damage is more than the fourth one, only take the portion of the fourth one. But that's what he says. When all the damage is the same, then yeah, they're all going to lose. And then the last one is going to be the one that's going to gain. Next, it gives him a seller, which Besela Medina returned the provincial seller. Because Mechum Samal Yitzabas in the Gemara later on. Whereas the one Rabbi Seglili, who Menatzuri, is the one that is the Tyree Mona. Because Mechum Bachabla is obviously in the Gemara later on of Tzadim Beis. Which says, it's a wonder to say there's such a big spread between them. Because the seller Medina, Echemim Sam Menatzuri, the provincial seller, is 1/200th of the Menatzuri, and that's the difference that they're having between their opinions regarding Busha. They actually not disagree. The pauper is that much less than the usher, which is that much more, because his shame is more. However, when the Kambach of Nagmar says later on the Tzadi, sounds like that they are disagreeing about. They have a disagreement in Zalucha, not just that the Torah different cases. But Kambach, however, I've got the plagi, you're right, although that they disagree, we could say, however, to Zeddi B'Asha, Zeddi B'Ani. He's Toman Asha, he's Toman Ani, because Rabbeinu Tam, the Abed Shema by Shotze Shalani Sela, because if you say that the shame of the pauper is by Sela Shalayala by Shotze Shal Asher, that it's not going to be more than the shame of the wealthy person. Which the Bach has, in other words, Pachas Ayesim Esela, you know, it's, in other words, they're disagreeing, even though they're talking about different cases, but they're not going to be the same exact as what the other one's case of Asher on the is. Next, it's not the beginning with the words of Bachal Debrahim, Kesem Medina, regarding Binnik Law, the Kesev means provincial Kesev, which nearly assumes to the Re, that Rebbe Huda La'ari Il Besloy. Regarding Sela, that's what Toma Medina. To me, the Kesev, I'm a Bateira, similar to when we're talking about Kesev in the Tarek, and the Farish Parakam, the Gedushin of Yerav and Beis, which specifically is towards like kesef katsav, a set amount of money. Limits in the kesef katsav, but Torah is slim, because we don't find set amount of money in the Torah. Only slim, but the Farash Hashem, like the Gemara explains, about the hey slum, the bin aben, five slum that you have to give for redeeming the firstborn son, non shalainis, the 50 of ma'anis, kosher like teshemra, 100 for spreading false rumors about his new wife, alam shalabed, the 30 of the killing the slave. But dumi the honey, and similar to these, is Havish al Debrahim is regarding binik law. So that's what Torah is Medina. Avashamet Beis Al Devarim, but the other coins of rabbinic law, because so Tzuri, they're right, that's going to be the Tzuri Kesef, not the Medina Kesef. Good, because the Haman's Rabbi Sig Lili, Abitzuli, Rabbi Sig Tzuri, Mamanda, it is Tzuri, Kedmuch, Bachab, like it's obviously going to go later on Tzadim Beis. Rixub and Ami, Avem Messiah, Zuz, Shal Tzuri, and Rixub is also 200 Zuz of Tzuri, Mamanda, Mixub, Asisha, Drabanan, even according to one that says it's rabbinic, Kamoy, Mamanda, the rest, like the one who learns out, biblically the nafkala mekamaya b'sulis, because the late pligir b'shem l'rimon b'perek b'aslik shubas and dafkofi and beis ilim nesla memaisay tzisola muskabitkaya. Which ones? Of a kolam kornei akornei tarbon nesla shabim asayim zuzim asayim tzuri. It's going to be the tzuri money. Of a kshubas amana she drabanan, and even the kshubah b'widow which is drabanan l'kolam according to everyone have a money tzuri is going to be also a money tzuri. Because the perik of the kshubas navi beis amana mash b'kshubas sounds like a little bit the shabas sulik if halay mishal amana that a virgin gets double of the amana. Gabi Echelamon is kind, Echelamon is so on, and talks about over there. And that we know by Besula is 200 of Tsuri, because it's Salteira. So Amana, even though it's Rabbinic, we know that's going to be 100 of Tsuri. So the Bataisa says that this halacha that we're saying, the brain is always Medina, is specifically regarding Sela, and not regarding all the other coins. Next, this must have been the Gemara, Yadanim Anan. We are the hands of the pauper, it's too late, you can't get it back. Sometimes you can say, wait a second, but yeah, that mean Nami Mechayb Tztaka by Mir. What do we forget about the fact that Yisuf was the Gabit Tztaka, that he really took possession of it? The person who is obligated in the charity with his statement, Kedashim Pekam Nirushan, that above him, it says Beficha, which refers to Zut Tztaka, which the moment you say with your mouth, you're obligated, and here he said, give it to the poor. The Yisuf says, no, the Kamesha, you know, the Makedash of Shabbat Shabbat, just like a person cannot say to the somebody that's not yet here, or Hanami, you know, Tztaka, the Shabbat Shabbat, you can't give charity something that's not here yet. When he said, Nisrael Anim, give it to the poor, how is it? This debt that's owed him, which he didn't get yet, like something that didn't come to the world yet, and therefore he's not obligated in that. If he would have said, give it to Hektish, kind would not be kind. Now, although if he would say, this obligation, when it comes to me, I will give it to Hektish, I'll give it to charity, then that seemed that he would be obligated because of the vow. He didn't say this, he said, give it to the poor, and they did not take a vow, and therefore that would not obligate. Rabbi Nachman al Pirashi explains, this guy didn't want to back out from the charity. He just wanted to borrow the money temporarily. And then give it to afterwards to the poor person in place. We're ready in the hands of the poor. Already took possession of it in the presence of the three different parties. I mean, the parakam neichan. The Gemara says neichan. Above enough, I'm selling zul tzedakah. If someone says this sells for tzedakah, actually, boliyad gabi, what lish nicey. If it didn't come to the hand of the collector, then you're allowed to change it. Boliyad gabi, what lish nicey. Once it came to the hand of the collector, you're not allowed to change it anymore. And this is neichan. Above enough, the maskam shabbos discuss this, and therefore we're ready the gabayim. We already got it with my mitzloshin, and if it's already too late, that's why he couldn't even use it and give it back afterwards.